And now on the Space Show, we return to planet Earth.
This is planet Earth. You're looking at planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is planet Earth.
Welcome to Season 4 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at how space technology is helping us understand our home planet. This is Episode 47.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
An instrument to measure pollution has hitched a ride to geostationary orbit attached to Intelsat's 40E communications satellite. Called TEMPO, the Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring of Pollution instrument is a NASA instrument built by Ball Aerospace Company. Launch had been planned for January of this year aboard a Falcon 9 rocket, but was delayed and finally got away on Good Friday. Now, once positioned to 38,000 kilometres above the equator, it will become part of an international air quality satellite system that will offer a holistic view of how pollution is transported around the Northern Hemisphere. The view will be of North America during daylight hours, and it will make hourly observations. Here is how the launch went from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
Welcome to our live launch coverage of the IS-40E and TEMPO mission for our customer, Intelsat. Today's launch marks our 222nd overall SpaceX mission to date and our 23rd launch this year. My name is Kate Tice, Quality Systems Engineering Manager here at SpaceX, and I'm joining you today from SpaceX headquarters in Hawthorne, California. We have a pretty unique payload on board the second stage tonight. IS-40E is a geosynchronous communication satellite that will provide coverage over North America for Intelsat's commercial aviation, mobility, and network service customers. Attached to IS-40E is NASA's Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring Pollution, or TEMPO, instrument. Operated by Intelsat, TEMPO is a partnership between NASA and the Smithsonian Institution's Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory and will improve life on Earth by revolutionizing the way scientists observe air quality. It will also be the first space-based instrument to monitor and track air pollution across North America on an hourly basis and report observations during the day. The satellite is scheduled to enter into service next month, and TEMPO will start operations this summer. Here's a little more on Intelsat and today's payload.
Intelsat is bridging the digital divide by operating one of the world's largest satellite fleet and connectivity infrastructures, enabling people and their tools to speak over oceans, see across continents, and listen through the skies to communicate, cooperate, and coexist. With a history of firsts in telecommunications, Intelsat team members are addressing a new generation of challenges.
IS-40E is the latest addition to our fleet of 56 geostationary satellites. It will be operated at 91 West, so over North America. Its primary mission is managed mobility services over North America.
Intelsat IS-40E satellite will provide focused coverage for many of Intelsat's business units. The E stands for EPIC, a high-throughput satellite connecting customers in the air, on the ground, and at sea.
It means in-flight connectivity for commercial airline passengers, connectivity for people on business jets, connectivity for maritime users, like people on cruise ships, as well as mobility for disaster recovery.
In addition to serving Intelsat customers, IS-40E will host a NASA and Smithsonian payload called TEMPO. Intelsat will operate the instrument while it monitors and tracks air pollution across North America on an hourly basis, with the ability to stay over a region of interest during a natural disaster, like a major fire or volcanic eruption.
This is going to be the first time that we have an instrument providing air quality measurement from the geostationary orbit. It will allow to better understand the dynamics of air quality over the large cities.
Intelsat's role is basically to provide the ground systems which enables the Smithsonian to send commands to the satellite and obtain measured data. This measured data then is stored in our Riverside systems that will be accessed by the Smithsonian for analysis and provide to NASA.
Stage 2, lock flow complete.
And there's that call out. So as of now, Falcon 9 is fully loaded with all of its propellants. The IS-40E and Tempo payload continues to be healthy, and the Falcon 9 team is tracking no major issues on the rocket.
LD, go for launch.
And there's our final go for launch tonight coming from our launch director.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. Engines full power and lift off. Intelsat 40E, go Intelsat, go Falcon.
And that launch happened on Good Friday. Now, TEMP is a grating spectrometer sensitive to ultraviolet, visible, and near-infrared light. It will measure the spectra required to retrieve ozone, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, formaldehyde, glyoxal, and aerosols. Similar instruments will be flown aboard the European Union's third-generation Meteosat weather satellite next year and South Korea's GEO-COMPSAT-2B satellite, which was launched in 2020. Recently, the first fully integrated powered testing of TEMPO on Intelsat IS-40E at Maxar Technologies factory was completed in Palo Alto, California, before the launch.